Tom Kennedy, Peyton Chardin, girls basketball coach, joining Casey Miners at Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network here on our girls basketball preseason to coaches show. And coach, you guys struggled last year, but experience was the big thing that you guys gained. You went 0-21 last year with a really young group of girls. What were some of the takeaways you can take away from last year that might help the girls this year coming into the season?
You know, they survived, I guess, was the biggest thing. But, you know, I'm really proud that, you know, we had nine girls that had the opportunity to come back from last year's team, and all nine did. So, you know, they got a lot of experience. It wasn't always, you know, great experience, but they at least, you know, they came back, and I'm really proud of them. That shows a lot of fortitude by them, and I'm really proud that we got all nine back, and hopefully we can take some steps forward this year.
You mentioned a lot of the girls coming back from last year's team. You've had a couple of practices so far under your belt. What have been some of the big improvements that you've seen from the girls from last year and already coming into the practice like portion of the schedule this year?
Yeah, you know, they just got a little more confidence. They're just, you know, they have that year of improvement. We were pretty freshman-dominated and sophomore-dominated last year. So, you know, they've just got another year of experience and maturity, and I think we're just got a little better with that, and hopefully we can work hard in this practice, and, you know, we can have some better results this year.
You know, we'll take a look at last year a little bit. You went 0-21 last year, competed in the Rolling Valley Conference. You know, if you look at game one to the end of the year last year, what were some of the things you really saw improvements in the girls that, you know, might even get you excited for this season?
You know, we struggled to score points, and we still did throughout the year, but at the end we had some games where we put up some better offensive numbers, so we'll have to continue to, you know, to push that number up if we want to try to get some wins. But you know, we're really competing with about ourselves. We're just going to try to get better. You know, a success will be if we put in the time and work hard and get better, and, you know, that's going to be how we judge success. And hopefully, you know, if we give an exceptional effort, then we can be proud of ourselves.
You know, you had the chance to coach the girls last year, and then coming into this year with a lot of them coming back, what's kind of the new practice, you know, kind of schedule for you looking like? I think last year was probably working a lot on the fundamentals and stuff like that, but now with a lot of the girls coming back, what's kind of the next step up for you guys, you know, kind of getting ready for the start of the season?
You know, we still, you know, have to do a lot of work on the fundamentals still, and we're still got to improve our shooting, so we try to get a lot of shooting in there. And, you know, we still need to be working on all that, and we need to continue to, you know, try to get better at all our skills. And so we're doing a lot of that. We're trying to scrimmage a little more since we've got pretty good numbers this year, so they learn the game from that. There's no way to teach the game besides, you know, playing a little bit. So with the numbers, that's really helped with that. And so we're just trying to get better every day and work hard every day.
We'll take a look at some of the girls returning for you a little bit. Olivia Smith missed the first portion of the season with a leg injury, but she, you know, when she was in there, was really effective for you guys, rebounding and scoring the basketball. She'll be a big piece of this team this year. You think of Clea Minahan and Ella Tassler coming back for you. It's a couple of the girls that saw some considerable minutes, excuse me, for you guys last year. What have you seen out of them kind of taking that leadership role, you know, from freshman to sophomore, and also just how have their games improved over the summer?
You know, Olivia is just, you know, she's getting farther and farther, you know, away from her leg injury that she had, and she's just got a lot better. She's just healthier, and so she has a lot of basketball ability. So she has really stepped up her game. And then Kalia Minahan, she'll just be, you know, is going to continue to improve. She's got a super attitude. She works hard, and so does Ella. You know, they work hard in practice. They have a positive attitude. And then Ava Minahan, our junior, she's our defensive player, and you know, she gives us so much hustle. It's really fun to watch her work so hard. So, you know, we have a lot of, you know, hope that they'll continue to improve. And then we have our one senior that's coming back too. And she's going to, you know, give us good leadership and do a great job, you know, Grace.
Yeah, Grace Cullum, that lone senior for you guys this year. taking a look at the schedule for you a little bit, you know, how do you feel it plays out? I think you're going to open the season up with Orient Maxburg. You know, kind of overall thoughts on how the schedule plays out for you guys this year?
We start at home a lot. I know we're going to be home quite a bit early in the year, which will be good for us. But, you know, we really focus on ourselves. I know we got Orient Maxburg, and we play them, you know, earlier than we usually play. We usually go 3 weeks in, which I think that's good for us to get a little experience. And hopefully we can just be competitive and get better. And, you know, it'll be a good measuring stick. And we've got good teams on our schedule. The conference is, as always, a good conference with some really high-end teams. And so we'll have to get better, and hopefully we can be competitive with everybody.
One last question for you here, Tom. You know, you bring a lot of girls back from last year's team, so not a lot of minutes to hand out this year, you would say. But who are some of the girls that might have not saw the floor a whole bunch last year that could be contributors for this team this year?
You know, it's really early on that, but, you know, we've got to have some kids step up. And they're all putting in such good effort that, you know, hopefully somebody will step up and give us some minutes, and hopefully we can expand the thing. But, you know, luckily we've got such good numbers. We're going to try to play some JV games to get everybody some experience. And so we're hoping to make some real good strides. And hopefully, you know, somebody will surprise me and step up. And they're all putting in a lot of work and have great attitudes. So, you know, somebody's going to step up and surprise me. I just don't know who that is yet.
Tom, that is all I got for you. I want to thank you for joining me, and good luck coming up this season.
All right. Thank you very much.